Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about shoes. We have a real shoemaker, Mauricio Rossi. He is the founder and co-CEO of Edge Farm. And more importantly, he had a business called Rossi, which is one of the most successful shoe business in the world. Hi, Mauricio, 你好。
Hi, ciao. Good morning to everybody.
Right. Yeah, so shoes. How did you involved with shoe business?
It was very simple because it was part of our family business. Mm-hmm. My granddad was founder of this company, was one of the most successful company in the luxury.
Rossi Moda.
Yes, Rossi Moda. It was a luxury women shoes that has been established in the outskirts of Venice, which mm-hmm. is a region that's specialized for footwear and elegant women's shoes.
Yep.
So my family, that was that business. So I grew up among the shoes, and I started very young to be part of the operating, especially around the product development and the business development.
Wow, that's a fascinating story. We would like to come back to it later. Okay, we all wear shoes every day, and then either you are very wealthy who can afford to buy Rossi Moda shoes or Louis Vuitton shoes, or you are not that wealthy, then we still need shoes. So the way to say shoes in Chinese, we say 鞋子. Yeah, 鞋子. And there are two words. The second word, 字, that's the suffix. It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
So that, yeah, so we don't need to worry too much about that. That's 字. Yeah, the second word. And then the first word, that's shoe, of course. And it's 鞋. Yeah, perfect. So the way to say it is if we are going to say yeah, and then instead of yeah, we say 鞋. Yeah, so 鞋 on its own is the shoe, but it's a shoe in general. There are so many different types of shoes. If we want to say female shoes, we say 女鞋. Yeah, 女 means female, yeah, or a woman.
Okay.
And then to say a male shoes, we say 男鞋. Yeah, 男. Yeah, 男 is the man. 男鞋. And then, do you make shoes for children? I know a lot of luxurious brands now, they have children department.
No, we never did it. We only did it for women.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that if you go to some department stores like Harrods, sometimes you see like Gucci for children. Huh? That's a little bit over the top. And then shoes for children, we say
同鞋.
Yes. And then are your shoes, Rossi Moda, are they made of the leather or other material as well?
You know, it's mostly comes with the leather. Of course, it's like all luxury items, yeah. Products, but often comes with branded fabrics. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and in Chinese, if that's leather shoes, we say 皮鞋. Yeah, 皮 is leather.
Okay.
As you can guess, and
鞋 is the shoes.
It's the same, yeah, it's a shoe. So 皮鞋 is the leather shoes, and if the shoes are made out of fabric, we say 布鞋. Yeah, that's right.
布鞋
is the shoes made out of fabric.
Okay.
And then could be any type of fabric, but when we want to be really specific to say it's trainer, like Nike, Adidas, the trainers, it's a mixture of different material, the modern material. And in this case, it doesn't matter what the material is. It's actually called 球鞋.
球鞋?
Yeah, 球 means the ball.
Okay.
So, of course, people wear 球鞋 for all purposes. They probably wear it for running, for playing basketball, baseball, and football. But then they all call the same thing in Chinese. 球鞋. Yeah, 球鞋. Yeah. So in Rossi Moda, did you have the vertical integration, i.e. in addition to the manufacturing, do you also own the stores yourself?
No, because at that time, the stores were owned directly by the brands, like imagine Donna Karan or whatever was the brand.
Yep.
We've been involved and we had license for this segment of the shoe.
Sure. Yeah. The way to say shoe shop, we say 鞋店.
鞋店.
Yeah, 鞋店. And 鞋 is shoe.
Yeah.
店 is the store.
鞋店.
Yeah, 鞋店. That's it. 店 is a character combined between, there's a roof on top.
Yeah.
And then underneath the roof, it means occupy.
Okay.
So whatever occupies underneath the roof is the merchandise.
Okay.
So that's where people can buy and sell stuff.
Yeah, that's represent the
shop. Yeah, represent the shop. 鞋店.
It's a chain. It's very fascinating.
That's right. And then it's amazing because if you swap, for example, you take out the shoe, you put in flour, and what's occupied?
And it become a shop of flowers.
That's right, a florist. And then if that's a book, what's occupied underneath the roof is a book, then it's a bookstore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So similar to English, you have drugstore, bookstore, flower store, and the same as here, you have a shoe store, shoe shop, 鞋店.
鞋店.
Right. Okay, let's go back to the shoe business. When Louis Vuitton acquired Rossi Moda, so how did the deal happen?
Yeah, it was, I would say, quite natural process, because, Rossi Moda was already under license for a number of brands owned by the LVMH group. And the collaboration was pretty successful, and the competences and the abilities of the Rossi Moda as a platform to manage this diversity among all the brands was the point that the group needed. So at some point in between year 2000 and year 2003, there was the relationship has been moved from just a license toward becoming partner. So there was a first step where the big holding, the umbrella holding LVMH, acquired a stake of the company to see the feasibility to integrate the company becoming the platform for the footwear. So it took 2-3 years, and after that, all the company, it became for part of the group.
Right. Okay. What a fascinating story. Let's have a little bit more Chinese. When we say to put the shoes on, we said 穿鞋子.
穿鞋.
Yeah, and then you can have 字 or not 字, it doesn't matter. So 穿鞋.
穿鞋.
Yeah, 穿 is to put on, to wear something.
Yes.
Yeah, 穿.
穿.
穿鞋.
穿鞋.
To put your shoes on. And then to say, take your shoes off, we say 脱鞋.
脱鞋.
脱鞋, take your shoes off. 脱鞋 is a verb that means take your shoes off, and 脱鞋, exactly the same character that also means slippers.
Okay.
Yeah, so 脱鞋, so one of them is exactly the same words, and one of them means take your shoes off, the other one means slippers. But you will know that in the context.
Okay.
Yeah, so when you go home today, you can say 脱鞋.
脱鞋.
Yeah, 脱鞋, and you think about Rossi Moda, and you look at your shoes, you know that's 鞋子.
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 Yep, that's it. So thank you so much, Mauricio, for sharing
your
fascinating story with Rossi Moda. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Mauricio.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye.